You may be seated. Our second scripture reading is Acts 1, 1 through 11. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the time or the dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he had said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." May the blessing of the Lord be on this reading.
Thank you, Sylvia. I have been, you know, sometimes when I'm going to preach a message, God gives extreme clarity to me. This is exactly what I want you to do. And other times he doesn't. This is one of those times when I said, "God, I don't know if this is what you want me to do or not, but at least I'm going to start with this because I think this is where the Lord's leading me, and I want to go through the book of Acts with you." Why? Because the book of Acts is about the church. The book of Acts is about what are we doing as a church? How did the church form? And what was the church's purpose? And I think by going through the book of Acts, maybe you and I can discover what God wants for us as the church of Jesus Christ. And so I'm going to start with the book of Acts. And unless God leads me someplace else, this is where I'm going to go with it. And I pray that you're blessed by what we learn together. If I was one of the disciples, and I'd been with Jesus for 3 years, I experienced some extreme highs and some extreme lows. Was on a high again because for the last few weeks I'd been with Jesus again. I mean, this dude raised from the dead. And then he left me. What do I do with that? What do we do with that? God had prepped the disciples for 3 years for what was going to happen. But what do we do with that? You know, I think life itself is about a lot of learning and leaving and starting and waiting. I think there's a lot of that that goes on in life. And I think there's a lot of that that goes on in our Christian walk. Because the disciples had spent 3 years learning. Now not only Jesus had to leave, but he was telling them, "You're going to have to leave your present situation because I've got a new thing that I'm going to be doing with you." Think about it. Our babies are born and they start sleeping in a crib and then they got to go to a bed. Think about it. Our kids get an education and then they have to leave home and go get a job. You see what's going on here? Learning and leaving, right? We fall in love with someone and we have to leave our home to start a new home. learning and leaving. We raise our kids only to have to let them go. We learn in a classroom to apply something in the world. Our kids wonder, why do I have to learn all that stuff? You know, they'll say that. I heard that just the other day. We're learning so that as we leave the educational institution, we can apply what we've learned into the world that's out there. I think the church does a lot of that for our kids and sometimes for our adult kids. We come together to learn how to live in a world. It's a tough world to live in. We are living in this world, but waiting also expectantly for our new heavenly home. So there's learning, and then ultimately there is leaving. And then there's that starting again and waiting to start learning and leaving. See what's going on here? There's a cycle that goes on there in some ways. And the disciples in the book of Acts, I think that's exactly what Jesus was teaching them. For 3 years, they had learned under Jesus, only to have Him leave. But He didn't leave them behind with nothing. He left them behind telling them that, for one, and we learn about this in the Gospel of John, I'm going to leave the Holy Spirit that's going to be with you. He will be your advocate and your counselor. He will be the one that is my presence in you to help you through the stuff of life. Now, He may have been leaving us physically, but He never left them spiritually. And they needed to learn that, you see. Learning that. And then leaving. And then waiting. Oh man, they had to wait again. Oh, gee, they start all over. And again, they had to start all over again. Because, okay, you left me. And now you said you're going to send us the Holy Spirit. But now we have to wait for another few days. What did Jesus leave behind for them? All that they had learned? The memories, the lessons, the encouraging victories, the healings, the lessons learned that weren't always the greatest lessons either, as far as the disciples thought. You know, at one point He sent 72 out of them, and they went 2 by 2, and they came back and said, wow, God, things are going great. When we speak in Your name, look what's happening. Even the demons listen. But there was another occasion when the disciples went out and there was someone who was possessed by a demon in Matthew 17:19, and they were frustrated because the demon didn't listen. They came back to Jesus, and Jesus says, well, this one is kind of difficult. But watch me. Learning, and then leaving, and then starting in, and then waiting, and then learning, and then leaving. That was what was going on throughout Scripture. We were never meant to just learn. You were never meant to just come into the church and listen to a message or hear the music or whatever the case may be, whatever turns your crank at a worship service, and then leave without leaving with something that you learned so that you could go make a change in the world around you. That's what Jesus wanted the disciples to do. So they learned, and He left. And they just start again without Him, but not really without Him because of what they'd learned. He says, wait. Wait for the gift of the Holy Spirit. They're thinking, okay, God, You're going to do something really big here. Again, they're thinking on that human plane. When are You going to restore Israel? You know, that was their main concern because a lot of them still thought, perhaps even towards the latter part of this, that Jesus was going to do something about what was going on in the world that they lived in a very, perhaps, political kind of way. And He was going to change things. And He was going to be the boss. He was going to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And it didn't turn out quite the way they had envisioned it. to happen. He says to them, it's not for you to know the times and the dates and when all this is going to happen. God only knows. What you're called to do right now is wait. Wait. And I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. And you're going to learn. And you're going to leave. You're going to start again, wherever it is you're at, whatever it is that's going on in your life. And you may have to wait a little bit, but then you're going to learn. And then you're going to leave. And this will go on over and over and over again. Waiting is the hard part, isn't it? Waiting is the hard part. Try to put yourself in the position of the disciples. Several weeks earlier, they'd been through the worst thing they could ever experience. Their Savior died. And they were running scared. But 3 days later, it was told to them previous to this, 3 days later He rose from the dead, and they were highly encouraged. And so for the next few weeks, Jesus is again with the disciples. I'm sure there's a lot of verbiage going on because He said, I don't have a whole lot of time, but I just want to share with you what this is all about so that when I leave, you can carry on the work that I started. And not only are you going to carry on the work that I started, but He says in the Gospel of John, you're going to do even greater things than what I've done. Think about that. You're going to do even greater things than what I've done. You know, if there's anything Jesus was, He wasn't hung up on Himself. And He was the greatest who ever lived. I think what He meant by you're going to do greater things than I've done, because what it's the matter of learning and leaving. You see, Jesus, when He was on earth, He had to be at one place at one time. And then He'd be at another place at another time. And He was doing wonderful things wherever He was. But He was saying, you disciples, because you're the multiplication of Me. When you go out there and do things, you can do it here and there and there and there and there and all over the place. You can do greater things than I've ever done because you're a multiplication of Me living in you through the Holy Spirit. She says, learn and then leave and do My work. You may have to start again in another venue, in another place, literally, or maybe just figuratively in your life. Wait on Me too, because I want you to be led by the Holy Spirit of God and not under your own strength. As you're being led by the Spirit again, you will learn some more and then you will leave. And you'll start over again. As I said, waiting is the hard part. Oftentimes, pain is associated with waiting. He promised them, just like He's promised us, He'll come back. Actually, in a sense, He never left, because the Holy Spirit was with them, and the Holy Spirit is with you and me. I'll admit to you, I would rather have Jesus in person here, right now, physically. Because if He was here, I'd shut up and sit down. Because here He uses you and me as flawed human beings. Doing the best we can. Never quite hitting the mark. But we want to do the best we can with His help. And we're learning from the Holy Spirit. We're learning from God's Word to do the best we possibly can. And then we leave. Start again. And we wait. God, what's next? We learn. And then we leave. Just like the disciples. We're going to learn a little bit more next week about the waiting that they had to do and what was happening as a part of that. But I just want you to know that all this process of learning and leaving, starting and waiting and learning and leaving, it's life. It's life for you and me. But God has provided whatever it is we need to make it through that process over and over and over again. Just like He said, I'll give you everything you need when I leave. And the joy to all of this is ultimately you and I will get to see Him physically again one day. Whether it's Him coming back or whether we hit the road before He does, we get to see Him again. And I hope and pray for your sake and mine that He looks at you or He looks at me. He says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. He won't say, you did it perfectly. But I hope what He says is, you intended to do the best you could with what I gave you. And I gave you everything you needed to learn, to leave, to start, to wait, to learn, and to leave. Amen? Let's pray. God, thank you for the disciples of Jesus who carried on the work that He left. Carried on the work, even as we read the words from your Holy Bible, these words were given to them by you to record for us. As they learned, and they left, and they started, and they waited, and they learned, and they left, and they realized there was growth that came from that. Help us, O God, as the Church of Jesus Christ, help us, O God, as individuals, to learn like they did. And then to take what we've learned and apply it to those around our sphere of influence. Help us sometimes to start that new thing. And then to wait on the leading of your Holy Spirit to continue to learn and leave. God, thank you. Thank you that you want to use even someone like us, as flawed as we are. We're grateful. And we're thankful in Jesus' precious name. Amen.